Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening, and it is our prayer that God would really bless you this morning as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and with our morning worship then at 11 o'clock. And this afternoon's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all these services, and I know that you'll receive a warm welcome from the folks at the Independence Baptist Church. But more important than a warm welcome is that you can worship God at the Independence Baptist Church in spirit and in truth. And we invite you to come and just see for yourselves the worship at Independence Baptist Church. If you have questions about the things that I preach over this radio station, or the things that we believe, or the things we practice, or if you just have a Bible question, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. If you have an internet connection, you can get on our church website. It's at www.independencebaptist.org. There's much information there concerning the things that we believe and the things that we practice. This morning, I'd like to speak to you on the subject, Jesus is precious. When I am praying and considering messages for this radio broadcast, I always want to give a relevant message, a message that you can use every day. The message this morning is very relevant, because if you believe that Jesus is precious, it will affect the way you live. If you don't believe that Jesus is precious, you will disregard Him and His teachings, and your life will reflect that disregard. You see, you can have a life of peace, joy, and happiness in God's service, or you can have a lifetime of sin, misery, and defeat in your own service. What happens in your life, the values you hold, and the principles you live by are directly related to whether or not you hold Jesus and His principles precious. What is the definition of the word precious? It means valuable, costly, or honored. The word precious means to be esteemed or to be beloved, very dear. It means to be honorable. Oftentimes, we don't use this word, at least not in casual conversation, but notice that Peter does. And think about the man, Peter. He is a man, a rough and tumble businessman, if you would. He was a fisherman who owned ships and hired people to work for him. It was Peter who was very spontaneous, both for the good and for the bad. It was Peter who cut off the high priest's servant's ear. It was also Peter who cursed and denied knowing Christ. But it's also Peter who uses the word precious to describe his Lord, Jesus Christ, who is his eternal Savior. What Peter thought about Jesus changed his life. And what you think about Jesus will change your life. There are a lot of things that men today count precious. They count perhaps their lives precious, or maybe their possessions. A lot of people count their families precious, and indeed they should. Many people count their jobs as being precious, and they arrange their lives around their jobs. Indeed, our health is very precious, for if you don't have your health, all the rest of it is hardly worth it. But I do think that sometimes when we think of precious things, we think too much of the temporal, that is, the temporary, earthly, material things, and we don't think enough about the real, true values of eternity. The most precious thing of all is Jesus Christ. Notice what the Bible said in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 through verse 20. Notice the reading. Forasmuch as ye know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Notice what this passage is saying, that we are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, or all of those things. Listen, to be redeemed means that we have been purchased from the slave market of sin. It means that we have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Notice, we are not redeemed with corruptible things, but we are redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Notice, our good works have not redeemed us. Going to church has not redeemed us. Giving tithes and offerings, living by the law, being baptized, none of these things has redeemed us. But what has? The precious blood of Jesus Christ. That lifeblood that flowed through the veins of our Savior. His blood has redeemed us, not things, but His blood. It is no wonder that the Bible describes that as being the precious blood of Jesus Christ. But notice this. What one man highly esteems and counts as very, very valuable, another man would despise. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 states this. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Notice this passage again. Let me read it to you again. Pay close attention. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Notice here that God has chosen Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, to die in our place. God has declared that Jesus is precious. But notice this. What God has declared as precious, men have disallowed. Let me read that verse to you again. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. God has chosen Jesus Christ, but men have disallowed Jesus Christ. What does it mean when men disallow Jesus Christ? It means that men have disapproved of Jesus Christ. It means that men have repudiated Christ. They have rejected Christ. Please understand, this is a great wickedness. Actually, these men who disallow Christ and count Him as not precious are very wicked. They have lifted themselves up against God, actually above God, just like Satan in Isaiah chapter 14 desired to rise above God and sit in the sides of the north on the very throne of God. It is God that has chosen Jesus Christ, and it is God that counts Jesus precious. And yet men have rejected that which God counts as precious. Notice also, people that are saved have come to a living stone, not a dead stone. I'm thankful that our Savior arose from the dead. He is the living one. His tomb is empty. He is one whom God has chosen. Notice this. We need to understand that the believers and the unbelievers live in two entirely different worlds. We all live on the same world, indeed. But the lost live in a completely materialistic world. They have rejected that which God counts as precious. The lost, the unbelievers, their hopes, their dreams, their plans are all of this world. The saved, the believers, they live in this world indeed, and yet we are not a part of this world. We are strangers and pilgrims. And as the song says, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Notice also in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, that God states the second time that His Son is precious. Listen to the verse. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scriptures. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on Him shall not be confounded. Folks, Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, and that is what makes Him so precious to us and to all believers. That is what makes Jesus so precious to His Heavenly Father. Our lives are anchored in Christ. Our lives are not anchored in ourselves or in our own good works or in our own good intentions or in our plans or in our programs, but our hope is in Christ and in Christ alone. Notice the latter part of this verse. He that believeth on Him shall not be confounded. The word confounded means ashamed or dishonored. The Bible is saying that the believer will never be confounded. The believer will constantly be in peace because he is trusting in Christ, the precious one from God. The real believer is not trusting in himself, but is relying wholly on Jesus Christ. Notice this. There is a world's difference between the confidence of the believer and the unbeliever. The believer has everything to have confidence in because his faith and his hope and his trust is in the precious one of God, Jesus Christ. But the unbeliever has nothing because he has rejected the precious one from God. Notice 1 Peter 2, verse 7 and 8. Unto you therefore which believe, He is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Notice that Christ, while He is the anchor, He is the hope of believers. For the unbeliever, He is what? He is a stone of stumbling. He is a rock of offense. He is an offense. And it is something that he stumbles at. Listen, the world of the believer is a world full of peace and joy and trusting Jesus Christ and letting our hope rest in Him. But for the unbeliever, he is constantly in an uproar, because he has no anchor for his soul. He has rejected the Holy One of God. He has rejected the one that God says is precious. Therefore, he is stumbling at the very things that God has put there. Notice that to the unbeliever, Christ is a rock of offense. The rock is a large stone that simply cannot escape their attention. Christ is looming over all the unbelievers, and they cannot get through life without being confronted with His presence, without being confronted with their sinfulness and His salvation. But to believers, He is a rock of ages. To unbelievers, He is a rock of offense. But to believers, He is the rock of ages. Well, I see that our time is going away from us once again this morning. We appreciate you listening, and we do pray that God will bless you with understanding of His Word and be a blessing and a help to you. Thank you now for listening.